This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's a BetMGM College Basketball Update, presented by BetMGM on 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's home for tournament updates and more hoops, including all the latest Memphis Tigers offseason news. Last night in the first four 16-seed matchup, Grambling took down Montana State. The Bobcats go down 88-81 to advance to the main bracket as a 16-seed, while in the number 10 play-in matchup, Colorado beat Boise 60-53. Today, games underway in the main brackets. Culminating tonight with number 3 Kentucky taking on number 14 Oakland. Gonzaga takes on McNeese State, and tonight at 8:20 on TNT, number 15 St. Peter's, last year's Cinderella team, taking on number 2 Tennessee at 8:20 on TNT. Tennessee a 21.5 point favorite. In Memphis, games starting on Friday: Baylor, Colgate, Clemson, New Mexico, Nebraska, Texas A&M, Houston, and Longwood. Tournament updates presented by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Please gamble responsibly.
Hey, this is John Martin. Who wants to pay full retail for a pre-owned car or truck when you can buy it at wholesale? Wholesale Unlimited on Pleasant View, that's right off Covington Pike, has an unlimited selection of super sharp pre-owned cars and trucks that you can buy at the wholesale price. And right now, you can even use your tax refund as all or just a part of a down payment, and you can still pay just the wholesale price. Chevy Silverados, F-150 and Ram trucks, Tahoes, Explorers, Jeep Wranglers, Grand Cherokees, Renegades, they have it all. Go to WUCars.com or just Google Wholesale Unlimited Memphis. Your money goes a long way when you can buy at the wholesale price. That's what I'm all about. Go to Wholesale Unlimited on Pleasant View off Covington Pike. Guaranteed approval, and tell them that you heard about them on 92.9 FM ESPN. Thank me later.
At Fisher Investments, we may seem like other money managers, but we're different.
Are you really that different than the rest of us?
We are. As a fiduciary, we always focus on what's best for our clients.
What services do you offer besides investing?
We have a team of specialists in financial planning, estate planning, and more.
Your clients rely on you for all that?
Yes. We ensure clients receive unparalleled service at every step of the relationship.
Okay, but you still sell commission-based products, right?
No, because we believe that's a conflict of interest. We prioritize service over sales goals.
So, then how do your fees work?
We have a simple and transparent fee that's a percentage of our clients' portfolios. So we do better when our clients do better.
Wow, we're more different than I thought.
At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
It's time to discover your new Kia at Gossett Kia on the Pike. And there's never been a better time to drive off in your new Kia. Make it happen today in a 2024 Kia Forte LXS. 41 mpg, 219 a month. How about sporty 2024 Kia Sportage LX? We gossip $289 a month, both $34.99 to its signing. And get rugged in 2024 Kia Telluride LX, $429 a month, $39.99 to its signing, all 36-month lease. So call Bobby J to put you in a new Kia today. That's Gossip Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, or online anytime at KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossip Motor Cars.
All 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte RE72, $39.85, MSRP 22320, Sportage R724-7640, MSRP 29635, Telluride RG499963, MSRP 41005, includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax on a license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4-1-2024, dealer stock only.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300-horsepower engine or the available 375-horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
Get ready for a sparkling event. It's King Fine Jewelry and Furs exclusive lab-grown diamond event. From loose diamonds, engagement rings, and more, it's your opportunity to find the perfect piece to cherish forever. See us this Thursday from 3 to 7, Friday from 10 to 5, and Saturday from 10 to 4. Don't miss out on this extraordinary event where luxury meets value. King Fine Jewelry and Furs, shine bright with us in Laurelwood.
The Wing Guru, serving up 21 flavors of lip-smacking goodness. Whole wings, party wings, boneless wings, and more. Served just the way you like them and smothered in our award-winning sauces. Order online and pick up in the stores or stop in and stay a while. The Wing Guru.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, celebrating a legacy of sports as the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the Odyssey app and on smart speakers. Say play 92.9 ESPN. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jeff Calkins Show, Chris Herrington deal.
Now, it's Chris Herrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Herrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Herrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That's I'll Tumble For You by Culture Club. Early 80s hit. Sending that out to Taylor Jenkins, who took a tumble on behalf of Santi Aldama while arguing a non-call last night.
Yeah, what was your analysis of the Draymond Green, Santi Aldama, Desmond Bane, Taylor Jenkins fracas?
It was so transparent that even before, like, you know, the little fracas, I guess, where Taylor Jenkins fell down, or all, even before, like, in the instant moment, it was so bizarre that there was not a technical foul or something. And, like, Santi Aldama's looking at the refs like, what's happening here? You're looking right at this. I mean, he literally turned around, got in his face, and grabbed his jersey, and they just ignored it. And so, to me, I mean, Draymond Green is Draymond Green, but to me, that was a referee. That was an officiating problem last night.
Yeah. If they'd called the tee, then that I don't know that would have diffused it. Like, who knows where it would have gone from there? But that was, they should have called.
Well, Taylor Jenkins wouldn't have come out to argue with the referee about not calling the tee, which created the scrum. Which you know, one thing leads to another.
Yeah. Anyway, as a competitive enterprise, it was pretty good until it was 58-58, and then a 22-0 run put an end to that over the course of the end of the second, beginning of the third. Felt like mostly dunks, honestly, on the part of the Warriors, who shot 58% for the game. Good news continues to be Gigi Jackson, this time a career-high 35 points, as you wrote in your piece, the youngest ever in the history of the NBA, hit 7 threes in a game. Thoughts on Gigi?
Yeah, he had a really good game. I mean, the numbers got big late when the game was truly over, but he was having a good game before that, offensively at least. No one was having a good game for the Grizzlies defensively last night, and that's a big part of it. But that's, I think, the sixth game in a row where he scored 19 or more. I think that's the longest stretch like that he's had. And, you know, we keep talking about it. Like, he's just way ahead of schedule, and it's impressive stuff.
I was kind of amazed in your piece, the fourth leading scorer among rookies this year. So your consistent view has been, and then I've echoed it because I've adopted it because it seems logical to me, is that while there is room for Gigi to be, you know, a significant impact player next year, you don't want to count on him. Is there anything he has done or can yet do through the course of this year that will make you think, yeah, I'm perfectly happy to count on him as a significant part of the rotation next year?
Well, I mean, honestly, it doesn't matter because you don't have to.
Right.
I mean, this is the thing. I mean, I'm not saying Gigi Jackson won't be a certain thing. I'm just not saying he will be a certain thing. He just turned 19. I have no idea what he's going to be 6 months from now. And so the Grizzlies don't. It's not a choice the Grizzlies are facing. Like, do we pencil Gigi in as our starting small forward next season, or as our sixth man next season? He can be whatever he becomes, and he can be that whenever he becomes it. But they have other options. Like, they have Marcus Smart. They have Vince Williams. If they keep him, they have Luke Kennard. And so you go into next season with a lot of options, and, like, you do whatever's best for the team. And if best for the team is Gigi Jackson starting, then that's what you do. If best for the team is Gigi Jackson as your sixth man, that's what you do. If it's seventh man, eighth man, ninth man, let it be whatever it becomes.
Right.
You're not in a situation where right now today you have to, like, lock in Gigi Jackson on certain role in the team. Just let it happen. You know?
It is sort of, and it's sort of strikingly different than they were with Zaire Williams, right? Like, they were counting on Zaire Williams with much less in terms of accomplishment over the course of his career. They were counting on him to play a bigger role this year. Like, and you won't be in the, you have a much more accomplished, really, Gigi Jackson, who will be, you know, who is not counted on as desperately because of their other options. Where does, in terms of their let it will it be, how much am I going to be counting on, whatever else, what do I expect from, where does Santi Aldama fit in all that? Obviously, he's looked a little more sprightly lately. Where does he fit?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. He's played better of late. He's had sort of a weird season. There was a stretch of the season where I just felt like his focus wasn't totally there. And I don't know whether, you know, there's some off-court thing. It's the way the season has gone where, like, it's just like, you know, this whole season sort of falling apart for the Grizzlies. Does that impact the way you play? I don't know. He's been better lately. The way he's looked lately is, I think, you know, not fluky. It's him playing up to his ability. He's still very young. He's still under contract. Now he can be extended this summer, and I think that's tricky for the Grizzlies. But he doesn't have to be extended this summer. He is under contract next season, regardless, for like $4 million, and that's good value for him. He's also like a 7-footer who can face up. He's not a great rebounder, but his rebound numbers are actually decent. Like, his rebound rate is pretty decent. And so I think maybe you're willing to include him in a trade because you're not certain what his long term role is, and because you are facing a contract decision, if not this summer, then a year from this summer. So I don't think he's off the board by any stretch. But I'd be perfectly happy to have Santi Aldama on my team next season. And as far as what his role could be, it also could be whatever it could be. I mean, it's not out of the question. He's a starter. Him and Jaren. You could have him, Jaren, Gigi Jackson, like you've been doing right now. If you put, like, John Morant and Desmond Bane out there and you got other stuff, I don't think that's likely. but like I don't roll that out either.
Yeah. You did write at least a first set up the lay of the land a little bit on the great center search, or whether it's a center search or a big man search or rebounder search or whatever we want to call it, over at the Daily Memphian piece today. I have tweeted it out, urge people to read it. And that's what it sort of is. It's the lay of the land. You start with the idea that whoever it is doesn't have to be as prominent a player as Steven Adams. I guess if you were, I don't know, you do this ranking of Grizzlies players, and I suspect that Steven Adams after last year might have been fourth, for example, the fourth most important Grizzly or whatever else. The player who ultimately fills this role, as you said, might ultimately be a mid-rotation player. A very good chance of that. Yes?
Yeah,
that-
I mean, I'm talking about minutes and pecking order. Yeah. I mean, you could be a starter and be like, you know, seventh in minutes played, you know? And maybe even Steven Adams was averaging 27 minutes a game, 26 minutes a game, something like that. The more I look at it and the more I've thought about it, the more I've written about it, the more I get into it, the less certain I am that the Grizzlies are as committed to, you got to go out and get a big center, as the fan base is committed to, you got to go out and get a big center. Just when you look at the logic of everything, I think that is in the matrix of things that they might do. I think that they are interested in that, but I don't think they are going to feel compelled that the number one thing that has to happen this summer is we have to get a big old center to put next to Jarrett. I don't think that's the way they're going to look at it. I think they're going to keep their options open to maximize the total talent and total utility of the team. And there is room utility-wise for a big center. That is certainly true. But I don't think they are committed at all costs to, like, getting a big lug. I really don't.
And then, so the next part of the piece is basically saying, all right, well, what skill sets might they have? And so they may not be committed to getting a big lug, but they have to be committed to getting a good rebounder. Yes?
Yeah, I think their preference is to add, and Zach Kleiman said this the day after trade deadline, and I don't think that's changed. But he's basically, to paraphrase, he said, you know, our front court puzzle is not solved, that there's a piece to add to that puzzle, and that piece needs to be someone who has a more physical game, I think, than Jaren, Santi, Gigi, even Brandon Clark, and more of a rebounder. That again, that could be a 7-footer, that could be a 6'9" rugged power forward, it could be a starter, it could be a reserve. It's going to be someone in your rotation who sort of fills that hole. And when you listen to Zach Kleiman talk about, you know, trying to get through, we think about playoff basketball, we're trying to get through four series, there are different kind of teams we face. That's a two-sided coin, because he says in that quote, which I use in the story, you know, teams tend to go small in the playoffs. And you've seen that with the Grizzlies, where they've shifted that way, even when they had Steven Adams. But you're talking about getting through four series? One of those series might be Denver with Nikola Jokic. And one of those series might be, you know, Minnesota with Rudy Gobert. And so you need the optionality to dial down and not have to play a big slow center. But you may need someone big enough to bang around with Nikola Jokic and those guys too. So I think that optionality cuts both ways. And so the point that we can't be locked into a big center, I think, is a valid one. But you could counter that by saying you kind of need that in your arsenal, too.
You then go through the assets that the Grizzlies have with which they could acquire this player. And obviously there's the draft pick. What is there? Like, the mid-level is not – the full mid-level you do not believe is likely going to be something that will be –
I think it is very unlikely the Grizzlies will access a full mid-level exception in free agency. That's not off the table, but they don't have that right now. Like, I think they would have to money-wise. You have to be down at a certain level of salary to have access to that, and they are not there. So I think that might become a Luke Kennard, whether you keep him or use his salary in a trade. But the Luke Kennard contract or the mid-level exception, I don't think they're going to be able to have both.
It's going to be one or the other. Right. Okay.
Yep.
And then you go through names, and I'll let people see.
Yeah, there's a lot, and I don't go into detail on any of them, because honestly, like, I'm just barely skimming the surface of all this, and it's still 2,500 words.
It is the lay of the land. This column sets the lay of the land, and honestly, it's helpful because as you start with the draft, as you look ahead to the draft, the NCAA tournament starting, it's useful to sort of see who to look for. By the way, a player projected to go in the top half of the lottery in most mocks last night, Cody Williams, was scoreless for Colorado, which is
11 minutes and 0-4. That's rough.
Yeah, for that's your draft this year. Top half of the lottery, yeah. Cody Williams, 11 minutes, 0-4. He can play again. They won, so he'll play again. Anyway, let's just take some real quick. Free agents is one category that you talked about.
Yep.
Isaiah Hartenstein. What is his? How would he fit? And what would you think his the price tag would be?
He is definitely a defense oriented player. And the problem for the Grizzlies is they're fundamentally stronger defensively. I think last night aside, I think they're fundamentally stronger defensively than offensively. And so the thing I talk about what's your offensive role on the team,
right?
I don't think he's a great fit there. I mean, he's springing up. He can catch some lobs. He can set some screens, and he can hit the offensive boards. But he doesn't bring a lot. There's no shooting there. There's not a lot of passing there. But he's a really good rebounder, defender, active body. He is starting for the Knicks right now, but that's because their usual starter, Mitchell Robinson, is injured. So Robinson comes back. They've got their starting center in Mitchell Robinson. Like, how much are they going to pay to bring Hartenstein back as a backup center? Could he be someone who could be a starting center for the Grizzlies? I think he probably could. So, you know, again, I don't think you have the money to sign him outright. So it has to be some kind of sign and trade. I mean, any individual scenario is unlikely. That one is tricky, but not like, you know, it's not impossible to see.
Two names that I'll bring up, both unlikely, but just because they're names. Jonas is number one, and Andre Drummond is number two. Both free agents at the end of this year.
Yeah, both big physical guys who are really good at rebounding. At very different ends of the likely salary spectrum. I Andre Drummond, even though he's been effective, like he's at this point, he's like a low level guy. So I think you probably could just sign him in free agency, maybe. And maybe that's not a bad like backup plan. It's just the guy who can come off the bench and give you that physical presence. I don't know if the Grizzlies like him or not, but I don't discount that. It's like if you're saying, you know, we're spending our lottery pick on some other position and we don't have that much more money to work with and we just need a big guy in our mix, I could see that. The thing with Jonas is there's multiple reasons to doubt that one. In some ways, if there were no history there, you would kind of like it, like because he's become a better shooter and he's obviously a great rebounder. But I think the salary he would demand, you're not going to be able to sign him in free agency, even if you had the mid-level probably. So, like, how do you make that happen? And then, it didn't necessarily go great when you broke up with him 2 years ago. So I don't really see either side wanting to get back together.
I mean, you broke up with him for a stylistic reason, right? I mean,
No, that's right.
Yeah.
It wasn't like bad feelings, but like he wanted a contract extension and they didn't want to give him one. And so there's a level of rejection to that. I mean, part of the reason he got traded was because he wanted a 2-year extension and the Grizzlies were not interested in doing that. They traded him and then New Orleans gave him the same contract.
Jalen Smith from Indiana, someone that you mentioned. Thoughts?
Yeah, that's in the realm of the more reasonable like ideas that I think people would not be excited about at all.
Right.
He's kind of an under the radar guy. He's a backup player for the Pacers. And he's a little bit on the small side. Like he's more of an athletic, more of a Brandon Clark kind of guy build wise. So he's not. I don't know if he would necessarily be used as a starter. But if you start like looking deep into the stats, his rebound rate is really strong. It's better than anyone on this Grizzlies team. His defensive rebound rate has consistently been higher than Jaren Jackson's or Santi Aldama's or Brandon Clark's. So he would give you an upgrade on the boards. And he's developed into a pretty good three-point shooter. So it's a guy who can rebound and then, like, you know, play a role where he sort of spreads the floor and stays out of the way, but he can knock down shots. Like, I think he would be a useful player to have. I doubt someone like that is at the top of the wish list, but also more feasible to actually acquire.
There's many more names. Again, I just tweeted this out. You can read the piece at the Daily Memphian. Do you, like... Do you have thoughts on what might be most likely here or what might be like that? You didn't sort of.
I mean, the easiest thing to do is draft a center. Easiest thing to do is like, you know, you end up with a 7th, 8th pick and you say, you know what, we're going to take Donovan Klingon or we're going to take Kyle Filipowski. Or maybe you end up with one of those picks and you trade back and then you draft that player and then you add, you know, something else of value. that is definitely the easiest route to go. And that might be what happens. That very well might be what happens. But if they have some other pick and they look up and they're convinced that, you know, Reed Shepard's the best player or Montez Pozelis is the best player or whoever, like, I don't think they have their sights set on we have to get a center out of this. I think they're trying to get the best player they can to impact their total team this year and beyond. And if that's not a center, you do something else and then you figure it out after that.
It is interesting because with the Donovan Klingon thing, who I was reading more yesterday about what adept passer he is. We've talked about how Oklahoma City, you felt like maybe needed that player, and they said, "Yeah, we haven't gone out to get the big bulky center to put next to Chet Holmgren." But it will be interesting. Like, it's possible that the Grizzlies and Oklahoma City, who will be picking both, you know, Oklahoma City a little behind the Grizzlies, it feels right. like. They also have a million assets. It may be that you're going to, you know, there will be a contest to jump over the Grizzlies to get Donovan Klingon. I mean, I have no idea what they think of him or what his health situation is, but he looks in the abstract more than Kyle Filipowski in the abstract, honestly, as a player who would fit this. Doesn't he?
Well, yes. All that is true, but that is presupposing the way Oklahoma City is thinking, and that is putting a conventional way of thinking, right. which I'm not saying conventional is wrong. Conventional might be right. But it's putting the conventional way of thinking about basketball layered on top of that team, and that team is top five in offense and top five in defense and first in the West, not right. playing that way. So, I don't assume, like, they're looking at it and saying, we got to get the big guy next to Chet, because, like, guess what? They're top five in offense and top five in defense, while being 28th in rebounding, top five in offense, top five in defense. And the goal of basketball, and this is complicated stuff I tend to say from time to time, the goal of basketball is to outscore the other team. It doesn't matter how you put the puzzle piece together to accomplish that goal. What matters is accomplishing that goal. And they're, like, really good at that goal this season.
What's fun, though, too, is that as we embark on the NCAA tournament, there are a bunch of centers who we can watch, who you can think about. Donovan Klingon is one. Filipowski is another. Baylor, right here in town, has an athletic center who's supposed to go top whatever, 20 anyway.
15, top 20.
Top, 15, 20 anyway. I mean, Zach Edey, for the reasons you discuss, his usage rate doesn't seem like he'd fit the mold necessarily. But there's a bunch of big guys who are going to be in the tournament. The wings aren't necessarily all in the tournament, and Cody Williams isn't performing. Like, a lot of them are in the G League or in Europe. But the centers we can watch, except for Alex
Saar. Here's another thing. We keep talking about this lottery pick, right? And I don't think the Grizzlies are necessarily looking to put I think they are looking to put two rookies on the team, but I don't think they're looking to put two rookies on the rotation.
Yeah.
But, like, we're talking about Yves Vesey might go 20, or, like, Zach, I don't know if they like Zach Edey, I have no idea, but Zach Edey might go in the 20s, or even the high second round, or Khalil Ware, who's not in the tournament, might go in the 20s. They got a pick at 38, and they have other stuff. You could, like, attach a future first to that pick and move up to 22, and, like, take Yves Vesey and still, like, draft Reed Shepard or whatever, you know? And so, because there are so many centers in this draft, and because the Grizzlies do have, they got a pick at, let's say 7 and 38, and they got other players they can trade, and they get all their future picks, there's ability to maneuver around in this draft. It's not as simple as, like, just maneuvering with that lottery pick. There are other things they could do.
You can read the piece over at the Daily Memphian. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. I'm getting excited about the draft now, Jeffrey. And it is true. Like, we're going to be able to watch all these centers in the NCAA tournament. You know, the wings are like, whatever. Ricochet. Like,
sure.
They're playing off in the G League or Europe or somewhere. Centers, we get to watch them all. Except for Alex Saar, who you figured doesn't seem like a fit.
Yeah, and then we get to watch, obviously, Kentucky's guards.
And we get to watch Kentucky's guards and Tennessee's guard.
Correct.
Tonight. Yeah, this is fun. It's fun. It's not the best day in sports. That's a lie. People will tell you that. It's a lie. Super Bowl's the best day in sports. But it's a great day. And the fact that the Grizzlies have a lottery pick is one of the silver linings of this otherwise atrocious season. All right, we're going to play Right in the Right Trivia. Jeffrey, what is the prize?
Jeff, we have a double prize today. You get two tickets to see Lynyrd Skynyrd, ZZ Top and Lynyrd Skynyrd Saturday night at Landers Center. and also two tickets to see Bob Dylan at the Orpheum. That's March 29th.
Phone number is 445-0929, 445-0929. That's four tickets we're giving away. We'll take caller number four, 445-0929, 445-0929. Got to be righter than right or play honorably. In the meantime, I will tell you, if you have anything you want framed, the place to go is the Frame Corner, 5035 Park Avenue, right here in East Memphis, 5035 Park Avenue. They have beautiful frames that you can walk in, buy, do yourself. But if you have something tricky or have something that it's really important and you're going to have it forever, like, for example, the Tigers, when they were getting the Memphis Tiger uniforms framed for Senior Day, they went to the Frame Corner. FrameCornerMemphis.com, 5035 Park Avenue. They do beautiful, beautiful work at custom framing. 5035 Park Avenue, FrameCornerMemphis.com. Righter than Right Trivia coming up next. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's BetMGM College Hoops coverage.
Presented by BetMGM on 92.9 FM ESPN.
College Hoops.
College Hoops.
I just love 92.9 College Hoops.
College Hoops.
College Hoops.
There's only one 92.9 Memphis.
It's time to discover your new Kia at Gossett Kia on the Pike. And there's never been a better time to drive off in your new Kia. Make it happen today in a 2024 Kia Forte LXS. 41 mpg, 219 a month. How about sporty 2024 Kia Sportage LX? We gossip $289 a month, both $34.99 to its signing. And get rugged in 2024 Kia Telluride LX, $429 a month, $39.99 to its signing, all 36-month lease. So call Bobby J to put you in a new Kia today. That's Gossip Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, or online anytime at KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossip Motor Cars.
All 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte RE72, 3985, MSRP 22320, Sportage R724-7640, MSRP 29635, Telluride RG499963, MSRP 41005, includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax on a license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4-1-2024, dealer stock only.
It's a mystery where Old Spice finds its amazing scents like Himalayan sea salt, but I'm thrilled they have because no other body wash exfoliates and moisturizes 24-7 like Old Spice Gentleman's Himalayan Sea Salt Body Wash. Now, if only there was a mountain range separating the Indian subcontinent from the Tibetan Plateau where I could hide my Old Spice and keep my family from stealing it, my impossibly smooth skin will finally be safe.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy happiness. But money did buy your boat, where you find peace fishing, unlike at home with three teenage daughters. Because fish never argue about who stole whose crop top, or get mad the other fish used up all the hot water. No, they just swim around, never embarrassed to be seen with you in public. So save money by bundling your boat or RV insurance with home or auto from Progressive. And buy more happiness, or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hey, basketball fans, get in on the tournament action on the BetMGM Sportsbook app today. With BetMGM, you can discover same-game parlays, live bets, special boosts and tokens, and so much more for March matchups. Don't miss a single shot with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM for terms. 21 plus, Tennessee only. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 800-889-9789.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, you. It's a fresh year for fresh gear. And at New Balance Memphis, we're here for it.
What's newest and hottest on the floor?
See what's in store. Come together at New Balance Memphis at Poplar and 240 across from Cadillac of Memphis. New Balance Memphis, we got now.
You've heard him on national radio. You've seen him on every major network on television. He's Kevin Todd from thesportsbrokers.com. Today, Kevin is releasing his college basketball tournament game of the year. Free on a recorded message. Kevin absolutely loves this matchup. To get this winner, call 888-320-7517. It's absolutely free on a recorded message. If you're looking for dogs that win outright in favorites that cruise to victory, Kevin Todd is your guy. The industry standard is set by Kevin Todd. Get today's winner absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free on a recorded message. Call 888-320-7517. Kevin Todd and the Sports Brokers love this game. Get his college basketball tournament game of the year absolutely free right now. Call 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Get this winner absolutely free. 888-320-7517. Kevin loves this game. Call now 888-320-7517. Absolutely free on a recorded message.
Lovers of whatever. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by Kevin Cerrito. Every Thursday at this time, Kevin, what's happening in the world of fun and games?
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's happy March Madness, everyone. You know your bracket's probably going to be busted by 7 o'clock tonight, That's so you true. Should come join us, watch the games while you win. We've got music bingo happening and trivia happening all over town, and the games will be on. We're downtown, midtown, Southwind, Carville, Cordova. We're everywhere tonight. Go to CerritoEntertainment.com to find out where you can play. And if you're playing trivia, you can always, you always will hear at least one question, sometimes many more questions from this segment at one of our trivia nights around town. We'll give a shout out to Trisha. I was talking to Trisha the other day. She listens to the podcast of this show every single week and writes down the questions and the answers and study them before coming to trivia at the Huey's at Southwind. So shout out to Trisha, a loyal listener, and they are loyal players. Takes advantage of the opportunity that you have as a listener of 92.9 ESPN to win trivia. You can't win this game, really. Like, Jeffrey's going to win today, right?
He thinks he's off this week.
Yeah.
He's been focused on brackets and
first
ear infection.
It's been a tough week, you know? But the point is, sometimes you got to win even when you don't have your best stuff. Jeffrey, do we have a competitor?
We do indeed. We welcome to the program Nate.
Hey, Nate. Best of luck. Go ahead. Huh?
No, I was going to say, how you doing? Can you guys hear me?
We can absolutely hear you, and we wish you the best of luck. I'm going to turn matters over to Kevin here.
I know we got another big double prize today, Jeffrey.
Indeed, we do. Two tickets to see ZZ Top, Lynyrd Skynyrd on Saturday at Landers Center, as well as two tickets to see Bob Dylan next week at the Orpheum.
Wow. Mercy to Betsy. That's all surprises we're getting.
Cindy comes through for us, man. Cindy comes through for us. All right. Yes. All right.
So it is the current events era of Rather Than Right trivia. Nate, your job's to get more right than Jeffrey or play fair, and you will win the prize pack. I'm going to give you the choice of two categories. Whatever you don't choose will automatically go to Jeffrey. You can steal from him one time and vice versa as we go through the game to grab an extra point. Do you want to go around the U.S. or around the world to start?
Around the U.S.
Around the U.S. Earlier this month, where in the Big Apple did New York's governor deploy over 700 members of the National Guard to help conduct bag checks?
Bag checks, huh? I would say, man, I have no idea. I don't know if it was somewhere near MSG or somewhere near one of the ports. You said somewhere in New York City?
Yes.
I was going to say Manhattan.
That's too broad. Too broad. Jeffrey, do you want to steal?
Yeah, we're looking for a specific location. Jeffrey, do you know?
I'm nearly certain it's JFK, but I'm not going to steal.
That's not right either.
That's not right either.
I happen to know this. I only speak up when I know the answers. In the very, the very unlikely event that I know the answer, well, this was the subway, wasn't it?
Yes, it was the subway, the New York City subway. Yes, the New York City subway system, the bag checks there. They've got the National Guard. So you don't know the answers very often because you're very rarely.
That's why I keep silent most of the time because I don't know the answers. You think it's righter than Jeff trivia? No, it's righter than right trivia for a reason here. All right, over to Jeffrey.
The New York subway system was correct. All right, around the world for you, Jeffrey, what country just became the first in the world to include a women's right to an abortion in their constitution?
Oh, God. I think this is France. I'm going to say France.
France is correct. France
nailed it. 1-0. Shocker.
Excuse
there.
Me, France.
Back to Nate.
Nate, you want celebs or science?
Science.
The EPA has officially banned the last forms of what substance found in products such as brake linings and gaskets in the manufacturing of chlorine bleach. What substance?
Is that asbestos?
That is asbestos. Asbestos is finally banned.
Nicely done.
2024.
There we go.
That's just now banned?
they were still using it for.
Were we on the fence about asbestos?
Other purposes, I guess you could use asbestos. Probably still available on eBay. Jeffrey, it's tied up now.
Celebs for you, Jeffrey. What did pro wrestler Sting, Knicks superfan Spike Lee, and Big Bird from Sesame Street all do yesterday?
Oh, God.
Sting? Big Bird.
And Spike Lee.
Poop.
Did they go to Sesame Street?
That is incorrect. Nate, do you want to steal? You want to hold on to that?
No, I'm going to hold on to that. No idea.
they all celebrated a birthday yesterday. Yesterday was the birthday. Big Bird, Sting, and Spike Lee. Mm-hmm. Fun fact, Sting just retired from professional wrestling, right?
Oh, that's Sting.
Yeah, not
that Sting,
this
pro wrestler Sting, yeah.
The other, by the way, the other Sting was paying tribute to wrestler Sting. He's now apparently coming down from the rafters in his in his new contract.
With that paying tribute to him in his retirement year.
One to one, and we're back to Nate.
But Spike Lee's only 2 years older than Sting, so that's crazy.
How old are these people? How old is Spike Lee?
Pro wrestler Sting is 65 now. Spike Lee's 67. So, Big Bird still 6 years old, I believe. My research.
Bird years.
Award shows or talk shows for you, Nate? Award shows or talk shows?
Oh, I'm awful with both. Let's say award shows. Why not?
All right. All right. You got a 50-50 shot on this one. Jeffrey, you will get the same treatment. Is this a real or fake headline? Is this a real or fake headline? Super Mario Brothers Wonder wins Game of the Year at the 2024 Game Developers Choice Awards. Real or fake?
Super Mario Brothers. I got to remember. I hope it's real.
Hope isn't an answer. Are you going yes? You're going real? Real.
Final answer. Yeah, real. Yeah.
That is actually fake. It's a fake answer. The Baldur's Gate 3, the third one of those games, won a Game of the Year. Super Mario Brothers Wonder, not even nominated. It's not even nominated to the chagrin. Yeah, big snub, especially if you're asking my nephew. All right, we're going to talk shows for you, Jeffrey. Is this a real or fake headline? Real or fake headline for talk shows. Drew Barrymore reveals how she overcame the shame of divorce while dressed as Grumpy Cat.
I'm going to say yes, that's true.
It sounds like something that could be true, but
it's
actually,
not.
While she revealed that she did overcome the shame of divorce, but she was dressed as Donny Osmond. She was dressed as Donny Osmond. Apparently, his sister was a guest on the show, and she dressed as Donny.
This category seems to have stumped our contestants. I believe the score is still 1-1.
They're well-written questions. Yes, 1-1.
Okay.
1-1, social media or music?
Social media.
I need you to help LeBron James out and answer this question that he tweeted yesterday. So LeBron tweeted this yesterday. Where can I watch the new X-Men 97 animated series? I loved it back in the days.
Ooh, X-Men. It's going to be a streaming service. Let's say Hulu.
Steal.
Jeffrey, steal.
Jeffrey seems to want to steal. I have some indication over here, subtle indication that Jeffrey would like to steal this one. Go ahead.
Disney Plus.
Disney Plus is correct.
2-1.
That was my gut first.
Of course.
Started streaming yesterday. X-Men 97.
All right. So what's Jeffrey then? He's got music. All right. Music.
What pop icon is feeling the backlash after criticizing an audience member for sitting down during her concert, only to realize the person was in a wheelchair?
Oh, that's rough.
Oh, God.
That's rough.
All right. I do remember this one. I think it's Madonna. I'm going to say Madonna.
Madonna is correct. With a big lead going.
That was
a
tough scene.
All right. I think Jeffrey's taken a commanding 3-1 lead. Are we still at more regulations, or are we to the playoffs here? Are we to the final round?
We're into the final round. All right, so it was breakfast.
All right. So Jeffrey is. How many do you want to wager, Nate? You're 1 point. You're going to wager.
I only got one, so it's put on the line.
All right, and Jeffrey is also wagering one.
Nate
does have a steal. So it's all possible.
He can't steal. Do you want question A or B, Nate?
B.
B. Who was quoted this week saying, quote, "I thought I was at breakfast at a friend's place and Donald Trump came by." I thought I was at breakfast at a friend's place and Donald Trump came by.
Oof, I have no idea. I've been hyper-focused on my bracket this week. So.
Who is it? What's the answer?
Elon Musk. That's Elon Musk. That's a quote from his Don Lemon interview. He was just, at breakfast and Trump came by. It happens.
That'll happen. All right, because people don't like it when we don't finish this game, Jeffrey is obligated to go ahead and give his last response.
One more question, Jeffrey. Jerry Seinfeld wrote and directed a movie coming out in May about what breakfast item?
Stew.
You can't gotta wait for him to miss it. You gotta wait for him to miss it.
I know.
Now I do know this one. Because fish, Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tarts is correct. The Pop-Tart movies coming soon to a theater near you.
Final score 4-0, but it appears that Nate played honorably, Jeffrey. Are you willing to give him the prize?
Indeed he did, and Nate, I've got your information, so you're good to go.
Thanks, Nate. Appreciate it. Jeffrey rolls on. Kevin, how do people figure out where you're going to be?
I go to CerritoEntertainment.com. We're playing trivia and bingo tonight. Got trivia tomorrow night. Ghost River's got a big new outdoor screen down there on Main Street, so if you want to come play music bingo and watch the games outside with them in the nice weather, you can do that tomorrow as well. CerritoEntertainment.com.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us, Kevin. We got to take a break. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Now, it's a BetMGM college basketball update presented by BetMGM on 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's home for tournament updates and more hoops, including all the latest Memphis Tigers offseason news. Last night in the first 4-16 seed matchup, Grambling took down Montana State. The Bobcats go down 88-81 to advance to the main bracket as a 16 seed, while in the number 10 play-in matchup, Colorado beat Boise 60-53. Today, games underway in the main brackets, culminating tonight with number 3 Kentucky taking on number 14 Oakland. Gonzaga takes on McNeese State, and tonight at 8:20 on TNT, number 15 St. Peter's, last year's Cinderella team, taking on number 2 Tennessee at 8:20 on TNT. Tennessee a 21.5 point favorite. In Memphis, games starting on Friday, Baylor, Colgate, Clemson, New Mexico, Nebraska, Texas A&M, Houston, and Longwood. Tournament updates presented by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Please gamble responsibly.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big during MVP's bonus days at Lowe's with limited-time deals on everything you need. Right now, buy one select DeWalt 20-volt max tool, get one DeWalt 20-volt max power stack battery 2-pack free, a $179 value. Plus, save $20 on a select bucket of Deck Plus wood screws. Find these deals and more in-store and online today. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Valid 318 through 329. While supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Your chance to get that rare, hard-to-find luxury timepiece is coming to Genesis Diamonds. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Genesis is hosting an epic pre-owned luxury Rolex event featuring a stunning new selection of these hard-to-find watches. Hulks, Submariners, Daytonas, Pepsis, Batmans, all the hottest models that people wait years for. These are carefully chosen timepieces in pristine condition. During this event, you can take advantage of special pricing and zero-interest financing. And listen to this. With the purchase of any luxury pre-owned Rolex at this event, Genesis will give you a beautiful pair of 2-carat lab-grown diamond stud earrings free. That's a $4,000. Value. Also for this event, our pre-owned Rolex buyers are on site offering top dollar for your Rolex. Come see the largest selection of luxury pre-owned Rolex watches in the state and take advantage of our special financing and get a pair of 2-carat lab-grown diamond stud earrings free. It's this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday only, and only at Genesis Diamonds, your home for luxury pre-owned Rolexes. Poplar and Perkins Extended. While supplies last, see store for details.
Hey, this is John Martin. Who wants to pay full retail for a pre-owned car, truck,
when you can buy it at Wholesale. Wholesale Unlimited on Pleasant View, that's right off Covington Pike, has an unlimited selection of super sharp pre-owned cars and trucks that you can buy at the wholesale price. And right now, you can even use your tax refund as all or just a part of a down payment, and you can still pay just the wholesale price. Chevy Silverados, F-150 and Ram trucks, Tahoes, Explorers, Jeep Wranglers, Grand Cherokees, Renegades, they have it all. Go to WUCars.com or just Google Wholesale Unlimited Memphis. Your money goes a long way when you can buy at the wholesale price. That's what I'm all about. Go to Wholesale Unlimited on Pleasant View off Covington Pike. Guaranteed approval, and tell them that you heard about them on 92.9 FM ESPN. Thank me later.
You know what's no fun? A busted bracket. You can say goodbye to busted brackets because FanDuel lets you bet on every single game of the tourney. Whether you're betting on a big upset or a one seed, time to go dancing on America's number one sports book. Because right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. That's right. One measly little $5 bet, it wins. You get $200 in bonus bets that you can go ahead and use on point spreads, money lines. You can even pick who's going to win it all. Here's what you have to do, though. You got to go to FanDuel.com. That's FanDuel.com/Calkins. That's the promo code. C-A-L-K-I-N-S, and bet on college hoops until they cut down the nets. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, Jeff, you ready for this? You ready for the beginning of this fray today, which starts with Michigan State and Mississippi State?
I have already placed my first bet, and the number has gone against me. So
wait, what's the?
So I took last night. I took Mississippi State even money.
Was it one even money?
Yeah, it was even money, and now it is Michigan State minus 1.5.
And why do you like Michigan Mississippi State in that matchup?
A, I don't think Michigan State has been all that good, and I think Mississippi State's going to have the best score on the floor.
That game is, of course, in Charlotte tonight. We have Tennessee against St. Peter. So here we go.
No time like the present.
There is no time like the present. Oh, yeah, and by the way, we were talking about FanDuel. You also can get you can get $200 in bonus bets right now if you simply win on your first $5 bet, if you're a new user. That's right, $200 in bonus bets. So listen, brackets, pretty soon your bracket's going to be busted if you're like everybody else, but you can continue to bet on the tournament. And if you're new to FanDuel, again, one measly little $5 bet wins, you get $200 in bonus bets to bet on whatever you like. Just go to FanDuel.com/Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S. Must be 21 or older. Present Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issues, non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention that today at FedEx Forum, they will be having open practices. Right, Jeffrey? That is
indeed
the day today.
And that's media free. And
yeah, that's free. There's going to be media folks. There's going to be media stuff. And the open practices, you can get, I think the parking is free. And going in to watch your team or another team is free. I want to welcome all the folks who are streaming into Memphis right now to cheer for their teams. It's a fun time. And by the way, it feels like we're going to have a beautiful weekend as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Today is obviously stunning, and it feels like
postcard
it's going to be a nice show for our visitors. I will be interested to see, are you betting Houston or are you betting Nebraska as the biggest turnout?
I think I'm going to bet Nebraska.
I'm betting Nebraska as the biggest turnout. The Houston's saving their money. Nebraska wants to see the first NCAA win in forever. And Houston's they're thinking, you know what, we're going to go to the regionals. Right? We've been to Memphis.
Yeah. Like you said, everyone's having to make a cost-benefit analysis.
There'll be plenty of Houston fans here. There will be plenty of Houston fans here. But I think Nebraska is going to lead the way. Be nice to the visitors, by the way. Be nice to the visitors. Welcome to town. Welcome them to town. Tell them how happy you are to have them here. And tell them.
Tell them where to go eat.
And tell them by all means, tell them where to go eat. Jeffrey, what's coming up next on 92.9?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming next on Jason and John. Drew Hill will join the guys. Eric Hasson, Jason Smith will join us on Giannotto and Jeffrey. Jeff, of course, with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. Back tomorrow for an hour. Work is done.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, celebrating a legacy of sports as the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the Odyssey app and on smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
Hey, basketball fans. Get in on the tournament action on the BetMGM Sportsbook app today. With BetMGM, you can discover same-game parlays, live bets, special boosts and tokens, and so much more for March matchups. Don't miss a single shot with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM for terms. 21 plus, Tennessee only. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 800-889-9789.
Feeling lucky this month? Enter Happy Hiller's Golden Ticket Sweepstakes for a chance to win big for your home. Just visit hillergoldenticket.com and enter to win a Happy Hiller Club membership or a $1,000 or a $5,000 Hiller gift card. And everyone wins with 0% interest financing on HVAC systems, tankless water heaters, or whole home generators. Enter to win now at hillergoldenticket.com.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how that works? Staples' Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 4/6. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Catch your Memphis Hustle today at 1 p.m. when they take on the Oklahoma City Blue at Lander Center. Entertain the family with an affordable night out and catch your Memphis Hustle live in action. Secure your tickets today at memphishustle.com to enjoy edge of your seat excitement for the entire crew.
Welcome to spring with a delicious lunch at Owen Brennan's. Enjoy the spinach salad with spiced walnuts, cranberries, blue cheese, and cranberry sage vinaigrette. Or the iconic muffuletta layered with mortadella, salami, provolone, and olive relish on a sesame bun. Serving lunch weekdays from 11 to 4.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's a mystery where Old Spice finds its amazing scents like Himalayan sea salt, but I'm thrilled they have because no other body wash exfoliates and moisturizes 24/7 like Old Spice Gentleman's Himalayan Sea Salt Body Wash. Now, if only there was a mountain range separating the Indian subcontinent from the Tibetan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.